and the less control Vincent had over his dark side. What the fuck happened? It was like... Lake honestly had no clue what it had been like, but it certainly hadn't been how she had thought sex was going to be. Getting out of bed, she took her time in the bathroom, lazily soaking in the tub to get the soreness out of her body. By the time she got out, she felt 100% better. Well, almost. Her thoughts about how he had fucked her still weighed on her mind. Lake was just scared, plain and simple. She was scared to love him. She was certainly scared of him. Most of all, she was scared to fuck him again. She quickly put on a robe that hung on the back of the door, tying it around her waist. Opening the bathroom door, she didn't see him at first, but when she did, Lake clutched at her chest, frightened to death. Looking at the man sitting on the bed, she pulled the robe closed tighter with shaky hands while he eyed her up and down. "What are..." "Sit down, darling," Luca commanded her. Licking her very dry lips, she found her feet slowly moving, his voice making her do what he asked. After the previous day, she really didn't want to push his buttons. Like, ever, if he even lets me live. She sat down gently on the bed, keeping her face straight forward. She had seen enough of his ragged appearance to know the night he'd had was a long one. Every word out of her mouth was going to have to be precise. "As much as I enjoy you finally fucking get that you should be scared of me, you can relax. I'm not ever going to hurt you." His voice still sounded cold, so she had to look at him to see if he was telling the truth.
"He is."
She shook her head.
"You won't?"
Something told her Luca Caruso didn't cross off anyone on his "could kill if it pleases me" list. She was pretty certain that even his brother Nero's name wasn't crossed off. He grabbed her chin with his thumb and index finger, stopping her motion. "No, I won't. I give you my word." Being forced to gaze in his crazed eyes, she could see the sun from the windows brought out the green more than the blue.
"It's because of Chloe, isn't it?"
Luca stared at her a moment, completely ignoring her question.
"Why did you do it? Risk your life for theirs?"
Lake could see him trying to figure out why she would possibly do something like that. The feelings and emotions she possessed were far different than his, but she could see past his emotionless mask enough to recognize they shared the same feelings about Chloe.
"I think we both know why I couldn't let her get hurt."
He looked at her for one more second before the pressure slightly increased on her chin. Then it was let go.
"What you did was fucking stupid."
His cold demeanor returned.
"Thank God."
She was grateful she could finally look away.
"I know. I've already heard this speech from Vincent, so save it."
If she could go back, she was certain she would do it again. Luca quickly stood above her, grabbing her chin rougher this time and slightly turning her head from side to side.
"He's lucky, but I can still see he hasn't broken you yet."
Lake was too scared for his words to even sink in.
"You ever feel the fucking need to see Dante again? Don't you come to me."
She nodded, knowing it was what he wanted. He let her chin go one final time.
"I'm going to give you one favor of your choosing. Whatever it is, or whenever it is, you just ask me, and I will do what I can to get it done."
She bit her bottom lip.
"Anything?"
"Anything, darling. From killing a person to letting you disappear."
His chilling voice tapered off as he slipped down the stairs and out the door. Blinking, Lake wondered if their encounter was even real. Only the light chills which still tingled on her chin from where he had touched her proved his existence. Her slight walk on the dark side with Vincent had her feeling slightly different about Luca.
Holy fucking shit.
Chapter 55. Save Me.
"Broken me yet?" Lake was finally able to shake off their encounter as his words actually started to resonate in her mind.
Broken me yet?
Those words only started to scare her about Vincent more and more, knowing he was slowly gaining power over her body and mind. She tried to focus on the other parts of their meeting.
Yeah, like him giving me a favor.
Thinking Luca would ever care enough to give her a favor literally blew her mind, along with the fact that he had told her to see him instead of going to Dante. Luca was telling her that his door was always open if she needed it, but she didn't know if she was going to have the guts to ever do that after their meeting.
From killing a person to letting you disappear.
Those words whispered over her again. He was giving her a way out, and she knew it. Lake could leave the mob behind and not even think twice about it.
I can still see he hasn't broken you yet.
Lake screamed when her cell phone rang, her thoughts fully scaring her at that point. She grabbed her phone quickly without looking at the caller ID and spoke a shaky,
"Hello?" "Lake, my baby,"
her mother cried into the phone. She held the phone tighter, scared for her mom.
"Mom, what's wrong? Are you okay?"
"No, it's John. He just..."
She trailed off for a moment.
"Could you come pick me up? He's left and taken my keys. I need to leave and get in a hotel room before he... before he kills me."
Her mother became hysterical. Lake ran into the closet, hurrying to get dressed.
"I'm coming, Mom. I'll be right there."
"Thank you, baby. Don't tell your father, Vincent, or anyone. They'll kill him. I don't want him killed."
She bit her lip, contemplating.
"Okay, I'll be right there."
The call ended, and her ear met silence. Lake got dressed as fast as she could in her last clean outfit of the small amount of clothes she had taken to Kentucky. If she was going to stay with Vincent, she was really going to need to go to her father's to get some clothes. However, that immediately got pushed to the back of her mind, like it always had when something major came up. These past few weeks had really been ridiculous. Running downstairs, she looked at Vincent's car keys sitting on the table. Her adrenaline was pumping.
What should I do?
First off, she was lucky they were even there. He was clearly still in the hotel, or he was out and had taken a ride with whoever he was with. She understood her mother not wanting her to tell, afraid they would kill him. That was why she had never told anyone about John, afraid they would kill her mother as well. Staring at the car keys, she knew Vincent was going to be fucking pissed that she had left. He had warned her never to do it again, yet she was thinking of doing that exact thing.
"I can still see he hasn't broken you yet."
Lake snatched up the car keys, determined to prove she wasn't going to be broken. Vincent wasn't able to spend the day how he wanted, in his bed with Lake. He especially wanted it, considering he had almost lost her the day before. He didn't remember anything after he had climbed the stairs and saw a fucker choking the life out of Lake. Everything had gone black until he had seen her scared face. As he had slowly approached her, the good in him had fought the bad back down. When he finally had been able to get her alone, he'd had to feel her. He had needed to have her wrapped around him, and that had been when the war in him had begun. He had never fucked like that in his entire existence, needing someone so badly in that instant, to the point both versions of him wanted her equally. The good in him had fucked her while the bad had finally gotten his chance at fucking her too. Once his release had been met, he had finally maintained control enough to push away his darkness again. The darkness had finally gotten its little taste, and it wanted more. A whole fucking lot more.
"I shouldn't have fucking done that."
He was mad at himself that he had treated her that way, knowing she had been frightened toward the end, but he hadn't been able to stop. There had been no stopping. He simply should have calmed down and gotten a handle on himself before he had touched her.
"That's where I fucked up."
Lake deserved better than that after what she had done. She didn't deserve to be frightened one more time in her life. Vincent didn't even fucking deserve her. He knew he should make her go and not give her the chance to leave at the end of the summer. However, like he had told her the previous night,
"I'm fucked up."
Vincent took a deep breath, smoothing his hair down. It really wasn't the day to be a made man. So much questioning was happening on how the fuck the night had happened. He didn't know anything more than the obvious, since Luca was handling the situation. When or even if they figured out all the details, he wouldn't know. Vincent was still only a soldier, regardless of whom his father was, which was why he had to spend the day working on new security details. The codes were all changed, and only given out to certain men in the family. There was also a new guard on the top floor who stood beside the elevator. They had never required a guard there, since it was watched by surveillance. Besides, in order to get to Dante's office, you had to walk down the long hall, then be let into the security room with the TVs and guards, and then you could finally get into his office. Not to mention you were a dumb fuck to even want to get on his elevator and punch in the code in the first place. However, someone had still done it and managed to take Al out. Vincent slid his card through the door, eager to see Lake again. He had hated leaving her, not wanting something like the night before to happen to her again. If it wasn't for work and the new guard, he wouldn't have. Quickly going up the stairs when he hadn't seen her downstairs, he felt deja vu when she wasn't there. Fuck, no, no, no. It was like he knew she wasn't going to be in the bathroom already. Vincent picked up his phone, calling her quickly. Just like last time, it went straight to voicemail. Running downstairs, he noticed his keys were gone. She had blatantly left him. Going out the door and down the hall, he stopped in front of the guard. "Girl, light brown hair." The guard interrupted him. "Tall and hot? Yeah, she left here earlier today." Vincent flexed his jaw. "When? Did she say anything? Did you notice anything?" "I guess a couple of hours ago. She just seemed like she was in a fucking hurry." Vincent was already running down the hallway toward Dante's office, praying Sal would be in the security room to help him find out where she had gone. God damn it, Lake! He knew something was terribly wrong. He just knew it, like he always did with her. Vincent couldn't take this anymore. She was literally killing him every time she did something like this. Why does she fucking do this to me? It was to the point that he believed she enjoyed it. Lake's knuckles pounded on her mother's front door. Something felt off to her, but she didn't exactly have time to worry about it, afraid John might be back at any moment. When her mom opened the door, Lake covered her mouth as she saw her crazed appearance. Holy shit. "Mom, are you?"
"Yes, yes, hurry, come in."
Her mother quickly grabbed her arm, dragging her in and then locking the door behind her.
"My bags are upstairs."
She continued walking with her mom up the stairs as she held her arm rather tightly. Her mom seemed a little wild, and her gut screamed at her that all this was going down wrong. When her mom led her down the hallway that held her old bedroom and not her mother's, she was confused.
"Your bedroom is the other way."
"I've been sleeping in the workout room."
Her mother put her hand on the door handle. Lake was shoved inside by her mother when she opened the door, and a hard slap across her face had her falling to the floor.
"You little trailer trash whore!"
John spit on her body. Lake, feeling dazed from the hit, looked at her mother who had tears in her eyes.
"Mom, go!"
Then she started to kick at John when he tried to grab her. He managed to slap her hard across the same cheek again.
"Fucking stupid piece of shit! Your mother doesn't love you!"
He grabbed her by the hair, dragging her across the floor.
"Don't just stand there! Open the attic, bitch!"
He sounded out of breath. Pam started crying as she pulled down the string and started opening the stairs. Lake tried to fight him as tears began to streak down her face. She was successfully tiring him out, but Pam had joined in, helping him pull her to the unfolded stairs.
"Mom, why are you doing this?"
Lake cried, hoping her mother would come to her senses. The two had clearly gone off the deep end since she last had seen them.
"I'm sorry, honey. He made me get you here. I can't clean and cook for him, right?"
"Get the fuck up there!"
John yelled, out of breath. Lake began to quickly crawl up the stairs when he hit her head on one of the steps. He was going to kill her if she didn't get away. John wasn't fit enough to climb up the steps, and if she could get away, she could use the same time he was going to use to get her energy back. John screamed at her as she went up the stairs.
I fucking own you, trailer trash! You are mine, you fucking whore!
Her foot almost got caught when they folded up the stairs behind her. She hid there on the floor, crying while she heard him brace something against the floor, locking her in.
Mom, why would you do this to me?
She rolled herself into a ball.
I'm your daughter. I'm your flesh and blood.
She sobbed so hard, a puddle of water started to soak the floor. Lake wished this was all a dream, desperately wishing she was home. The home that came to mind wasn't the place she had felt most at home for years, though. Instead, her father's house had been replaced by Vincent's. She cried even more, her true feelings finally coming to light.
I promise I won't ever run from you again. Please save me.
The fact that she prayed for Vincent to save her instead of God proved her feelings to be true. She squeezed her eyes shut, making another stream of tears coat her face.
I love you, Vincent.
Chapter 56. True family is earned, not born. The car ride was long, and he was dying to get out when Amo pulled down the long private driveway. Sal had quickly gone through her phone records and seen that her mother had called. It hadn't taken much thought to figure out where she had gone. As the sun started to set, Vincent hoped he wasn't too late.
I'm not.
Vincent was refusing to believe anything other than finding Lake safe and breathing. Then he was going to take her home and make damn sure her little fucking stunts of running away were over. He had reached the end of his very long rope with her, and Lake was finally going to learn what it took to love a made man. Amo parked the car halfway down the drive, and Vincent jumped out, going to the trunk. He saw headlights come up behind him, the car parking right behind Amo's. After he and Amo took a few things out of the trunk, he slammed it closed, then turned to see Nero and Maria standing by. He spoke quickly, wanting to hurry and get in the house.
I don't give a fuck what they do. You are not allowed to kill those two fuckers. I will. Maria, I need you to take care of that bitch, Ashley, if she's here.
Ashley was only 17, therefore the rule of no killing children still stood.
Maria is our fucking loophole.
When they all nodded in agreement, he headed to the house with them following suit. Sneaking up to it, he hunkered down by the bushes with his gaze on the front door. His eyes then followed Maria's stilettos as they clicked up the pavement until she reached the front door. Maria rustled her perfect blonde waves a bit before she knocked. He recognized someone sneakily try to peer out the corner of a window before the curtains snapped back in a hurry, and then he heard rustling at the door.
Dumbass.
The door only slightly creaked open, the chain that still kept the door locked visible.
Can I help you?
A slimy voice spoke through the door.
Hello, I'm so sorry to bug you, sir, but I used your driveway to turn around and my car broke down. I just wanted to let you know that I'm blocking your driveway and it's going to take a couple of hours until the tow truck gets here. I just wanted you to be aware, and I apologize if this inconveniences you.
Maria spun on her heels to walk away.
Wait!
The voice on the other side of the door called. Maria stopped and turned back to face him, smiling.
Do you have a ride back home? A pretty girl like you shouldn't be kept waiting.
The voice sounded slimier and slimier by the second. Maria blushed, turning her head slightly away.
My boyfriend doesn't get off work for another hour. It should only take him 30 minutes after that to pick me up.
Would you like to wait inside?
He smiled through the crack of the door.
Oh, I would hate to.
The door quickly shut. And then the sound of the chain could be heard before the door reopened, this time all the way, revealing the man Vincent was more than ready to kill.
No, come in and wait inside, John told her, licking his lips.
Maria giggled.
Well, if you insist.
Vincent, Nero, and Amo readied themselves. Taking one step in, Maria smiled at John before her hand flew upward at his face, his nose breaking in one quick hit. Vincent quickly ran in the moment he heard the sound of bone crunching. Nero and Amo followed right behind, closing the door.
Where the fuck is she?
His foot came out, kicking the fucker in the stomach while he stood, holding his nose as blood began to gush out. He fell straight backward like a domino with a hard thud hitting the floor. Then he began to maniacally laugh.
That trailer trash piece of shit is dead.
Something inside of Vincent broke.
Motherfucker, where is she?
He started kicking him over and over as hard as he could. Nero brought out a hysterical Pam who had been hiding in the kitchen. Amo pushed Vincent back, trying to calm him.
Go look for her, make sure she's okay, and then you fucking kill this fucker.
He nodded a couple of times, getting himself under control.
You're right.
He headed for the stairs, trying to keep his demons pushed back for a little bit longer.
Maria, come on.
He and Maria went up the stairs to see a pole at the end of the hallway, bracing the ceiling.
Fuck.
He ran down the hall, yelling for Maria to check to see if Ashley was there. Vincent quickly moved the pole out of the way, his heart pumping out of his chest. Pulling down the string, he unfolded the stairs and swiftly crawled up as fast as he could. With each step he took, he repeated in his mind,
"Please be okay. Please be okay. Please be okay."
The world stood still when he saw Lake on the cold, hard floor in a ball. His heart constricted into a tight knot as he reached out to her, his fingertips lightly smoothing over the bruise on her cheek.
"Lake, baby."
Lake's eyes drifted open, only to close them when it was just a dream. The dream started to feel more real when she felt her body slowly laid down on something soft. Opening her eyes again, she met Vincent's face one more time. However, that time, she was on her old, soft mattress instead of the cold floor. Finally, it dawned on her that it might not be a dream.
"Vincent?"
Vincent swept her bangs off her face.
"I'm here, baby. Everything is going to be all right."
Tears flooded her eyes again when she realized he was real. Leaning up, she wrapped her arms around his neck, holding him as tightly as she could.
"You came for me,"
she whispered into his neck.
"Of course I did. I will always come for you, baby."
He tugged on her hair so she would look at him and then wiped away at a tear that fell down her cheek.
"Why wouldn't I come for you? Haven't I come for you every time?"
"Yes, I..."
Lake looked down and away from his intense eyes.
"I just thought that you might have gotten sick of coming after me now."
Instinct and feeling told her this time was different. She had run off from him too many times, pushed him away too many times.
"I thought he might not want me anymore."
Vincent's thumb caught another tear.
"I will never get sick of you, Lake. I love you."
His voice slightly changed to a darker tone.
"But we will talk about you running from me when we get home."
Nodding, she understood her feelings had been right.
"I have broken the last straw."
When his lips crashed down onto hers, it wasn't like any other kiss he had given her before. This kiss held a different promise, one of possession. His mouth owned hers in one long, hot caress. Her body shivered when he pulled away, and she came face to face with the darkness inside him. Lake licked the dryness of her lips as she stared at him. This other Vincent wasn't trying to hide, showing her he was there to stay. Maria softly came up the stairs while her eyes remained unable to move from his crazed baby blues.
"I want you to stay up here with Maria."
His voice was as cold as his eyes.
"Oh, God."
She grabbed his hand, stopping him from getting up.
"Why?"
He merely stared at her, his eyes saying it all. Lake blinked back the tears, holding his hand tighter.
"Vincent, please, I love..."
His thumb covered her lips, hushing her before the pad of his thumb began to rub her kiss-swollen bottom lip.
"You will not tell me that now. If you still feel the same tomorrow, then you may tell me."
She stared in shock while he got up and whispered to Maria. Her eyes fell shut as the fresh tears ran down her face, unable to watch him leaving. There was no pleading or fighting with someone that dark. It would only make the outcome worse, his eyes promising her as much. Maria sat down on the bed, taking her hand when Vincent closed the attic door once more.
"Maria, please go talk him out of it. He might listen to you."
Lake's tears only multiplied.
"I can't,"
Maria whispered to her as she laid Lake's head on her lap, gently smoothing her hair.
Why not?
She continued the rhythm of stroking her hair. "Do they not deserve it after all they have done to you? I just saw them, Lake. They have gone mad and lost all sense of reality. When you are born insane, you have to keep some kind of anchor to keep you grounded, to keep you in touch with reality. The moment you lose that, you have lost your humanity. They need to be dealt with for the sake of other people and for themselves. To know you have lost it like that, to the point of no return, can be the ultimate suffering."
Lake could see that her mother and John had gone crazy, and whatever they deserved for hurting her was something she would never take into her own hands. Therefore, the choice wasn't up to her.
Still, she tried to keep it together, shedding tear after tear.
"She's my mother, my family, my blood."
Lake didn't know if she was trying to convince Maria or herself anymore. Family cannot be determined by blood. Family is determined by actions. Family is about trust. Family is about acceptance. Family is about love. True family is earned, not born.
Maria's voice was clear and strong, giving her strength with each word she spoke. The tears slowly started to stop as she took in Maria's words. Family is about trust.
"I'm sorry, honey. He made me get you here."
Family is about acceptance.
"You little trailer trash whore."
Family is about love.
"Lake, I love you. You will never understand how much I fucking love you."
The tears in her eyes finally stopped. Everything was finally clear.
Chapter 57. You're gonna burn, motherfucker.
Vincent shut the attic door without feeling bad for what he was about to do. Seeing her up there like that, not knowing if he was going to come and save her, had killed him almost as much as thinking she might not be alive. He was going to have no regrets with what he was about to do, and he sure as fuck didn't feel sorry for it. Heading down the other hall, he went inside the open bedroom door. Maria had told him Ashley wasn't there, but she also had told him that he should take a look at her bedroom. Walking in and looking around, he saw bags and bags of stuff, all of it unworn or used, the tags still on everything. He knew immediately they were all things her mother had probably bought for Lake, only for Ashley to have taken them. Even though Ashley couldn't wear most of the items, she clearly didn't give a shit, wanting simply to take anything she could from Lake. It was honestly unbelievable the amount of stuff she could have returned yet didn't. Ashley also could have thrown it away, but she hadn't. Instead, she had hoarded it while constantly looking at the dominance she had over Lake. It was obvious John's feelings for Lake had warped Ashley's mind as well. They both wanted control over her, but that fucking shit had finally come to an end. Going downstairs, Vincent saw Nero and Amo had taken the pleasure of tying them to the kitchen chairs.
"Fuck, thank God. I can't take these stupid fucks another second,"
Amo said, tying John's wrists behind his back tighter.
"There's no way this bitch is Lake's mother."
Nero set the keys to the moved cars down on the table. John started to laugh.
"I told you she's dead."
Vincent's fist hit his face right over his already broken nose, causing a terrible sound to erupt.
Motherfucker, do not say that about her again. She's not dead, and you fucking know it.
John was unfazed.
She is. She's nothing without me, just like her piece of shit mother was nothing before me. Do you know why I call her trailer trash?
Picking up a heavy sock from the table, Vincent started swishing it around, hearing all the change inside rattle.
Because her fucking father was born and raised in a trailer park. His parents were probably fucking inbred retards. And her mother is a fucking whore who left him to fuck anyone with money. Do you know what trash plus trash equals? Fucking trash.
He started laughing again.
They even named her Lake because they fucked on a lake, and that's where she was conceived. You see, she's a fucking retard like her father and a fucking whore like...
Vincent swung the sock full of change across his face, and then he began to beat him with it. The sound of tiny pieces of metal hitting hard flesh satisfied him as he heard Lake's mother cry. Pam forced her face in the opposite direction, unable to look at the brutality of what he was doing.
Please, he made me do it. I would never hurt my baby.
Stopping the beating, Vincent left John as he started coughing up blood to focus on her mother, grabbing her face and squeezing her jaw.
Did he beat you to lure her here? I don't see any fucking bruises. Every fucking time she came over here, you pretended you didn't know what he and Ashley were doing to her, but you fucking knew. You put on a fucking show for her every time, calling her honey and baby, buying her shit. It was all just to keep her mouth shut and get her to continue coming every weekend. Because if she didn't, then I bet he didn't let you spend any of his money.
Pam shook her head.
No, that's not...
His hand closed over her throat.
Tell me the fucking truth, bitch.
Okay,
she choked out.
He liked watching her clean and cry. He's my husband. I'm supposed to keep him happy. If I keep him happy, he returns the favor. That's how it works.
He stared at her, hearing the sickest thing he had ever heard in his life. Rearing the sock back, he hit her hard and fast on the side of her head multiple times, giving her a semi-quick death. The bitch had given him Lake, but he desperately needed to kill one of the two if he wanted to make the other one suffer longer. He was close to fucking offing both of them with their fucking mouths, but he needed to draw the death of the other one out. Turning to John and giving him a few more hits in the ribs, he then shoved the sock full of coins in his mouth.
Motherfucker, while you sit here and die, I want you to think about how you will never be able to call Lake another name. How you will never be able to tell her what to do. How you will never watch another tear go down her face. It killed you to think about how you never got to break her down after all these years, didn't it? You knew you never owned her. And then when she left and didn't come back, you realized you were never going to be able to finish what you had tried so hard to fucking do for years.
Vincent grabbed one of the gasoline tanks off the table and started hosing him down.
Lake is mine, motherfucker. She was never yours, and she will never be yours.
Setting down the tank, he looked at Nero and Amo.
Hose down the rest of the house while I get Lake and Maria.
Nero and Amo nodded before they picked up the tanks and started to get to work. Vincent went up the stairs, still feeling no remorse. The two had completely lost it since the last time he had been there. Those people were no longer people. That was why he didn't deal with them as people.
She's a fucking retard like her father and a fucking whore.
He ran a calming hand through his hair, telling himself it wouldn't be much longer.
That's why you're gonna burn, motherfucker.
Lake let Vincent lead her downstairs and out of the house after she had promised to keep her eyes shut. You would think it would be hard not to look, but it was rather easy from the deafening silence and the smell of gasoline. Once the chill summer night air hit her face, she felt like she could breathe again. Neither one of them said anything or looked at each other until he put her in the back seat of the car, telling her he would be right back. By the time she began to smell it, the car doors were opened with Amo and Vincent jumping in, the burning smell entering with them. As the car started down the long driveway, She stared into the rearview mirror at the smoke and the flames, which grew with every inch down the road. Seeing her house of tortures burned to the ground was something that was hard not to look at. She figured burning what took place that night in that house was for the best. At least when she turned on the news, read the front paper, or heard gossip in the city, she would never know how they had done it. That was why it was easy for her not to look. I don't ever want to know how they died. Chapter 58. Touch me, and there will be no running until I am done with you. Lake walked down the hallway behind Vincent. The whole way back home, they hadn't said a word to each other. Vincent didn't once come close to touching her or even looking at her. She found herself aching to be touched, aching to be looked at the more and more she stared at him. But she knew she shouldn't. Not after what he did. When he opened the door, she followed right behind him, then closed it behind her. Vincent walked to the couch, sitting down and placing his hands on his thighs, silently sitting and staring at nothing. She stood still by the door, watching him take his place. The dark Vincent sitting there like that looked frightening, yet she wasn't scared of him like she usually was. There was no fear in her anymore, when it concerned Vincent. There is no reason to be. He had changed his whole life around for her, taken endless care of her, saved her over and over, and lastly, he had given her chance after chance. Lake knew she shouldn't have walked out that door without telling him. If I had, today would have gone a lot different. Lake walked until she stood by the stairs without moving her eyes off him. When he still didn't move, she continued to walk into the living room. She stood in front of him, then went to her knees so she could face him at eye level. Looking into his eyes, it was as if he looked straight past her, like she wasn't even there. Biting her lip, she reached her hand out, going to the top button of his shirt. Vincent snatched her hand, holding it tight. "You do not want to do that right now," he warned her in a low growl. She moved her other hand to his shirt, only for it to be grabbed too. "I'm trying to be fucking nice to you right now," he ground out, putting her hands back to her sides. "Go to bed." Looking into his eyes, she saw they were glowing a fierce blue. She had never seen them glow like that before, and it only added to his frightful appearance. "You don't scare me anymore." Her eyes trailed down to his chest. He had never let her touch him, explore his body, or even fuck him back. She knew it was because he couldn't take it, too afraid the darkness would come out. She had given up touching him, too afraid to meet it as well, no matter how badly she had wanted it. But at that point, she sat on her knees in front of that darkness while he gave her a chance to run because of what he had done. Even the sickest part of him didn't want to touch her with the blood he had on his hands. She could see the torment of that written all over him, and she wanted it gone, forever. She scooted closer to him, going between his legs, careful not to touch him, although her hands were itching to do so. "Please, Vincent, let me touch you." Vincent gave her one final cold warning. "Touch me, and there will be no running until I am done with you." Lake licked her bottom lip in anticipation, her hands reaching out again. That time, she was able to touch his top button, sealing her fate. There was no turning back. She undid the first one and then the next, each button revealing more and more of him. Wanting a better view, she spread open his shirt and her gaze roamed over his hard, toned body. Her mouth began to water when her hands were finally able to lie on his chest. "He is so fucking perfect, it hurts." Leaning down, her lips lightly kissed over his skin, and then she moved closer to one of his nipples. Looking up through her lashes at him, her tongue flicked out. When he didn't move and only the slightest hint of desire showed in his eyes, she moved lower, kissing and licking down his abs. Her hands moved down his body to the tops of his pants, undoing the button. Vincent kept his hands on his thighs, not moving his eyes off her as she slowly unzipped his pants. When his hard cock sprung free, she was finally able to see the feelings he was hiding. Lightly grabbing his dick, she almost expected him to finally move. When he didn't, a wave of wanting to please him rushed over her body, making her stroke him up and down. Bending down, her tongue licked at the tip before she swirled it around the head of his dick. Taking it slowly in her mouth, she began to softly suck. That was when she could hear his low growl in response. She started to take more and more of him, the sounds coming from him making her only want to please him further. Looking up at him again, she could clearly see the desire in his eyes, but he still hadn't moved a muscle. She let it slip out until just the tip was between her lips, waiting a moment before she filled her mouth completely. Finally, Vincent's hands went to her hair, making her smile, and she started a motion of bobbing up and down on his dick. As his hands began to tighten in her hair, she moaned onto his cock, finding enjoyment in pleasuring him. Holding her hair even tighter, he began moving his hips, fucking her mouth. Lake was stunned at first, yet then found it erotic as he moved in and out of her mouth. She relaxed her throat, letting him slip deeper, which only made him fuck her faster. As he let her up for air, flames spread over her body. Staring at him, she slowly started to lose control. That was only the start, a taste of what was to come, and her body burned in anticipation. She eagerly took him back into her mouth as he started fucking it again. She felt his cock throbbing for release, and she didn't expect it when he pulled out of her mouth. "Take off your clothes, then get down on the floor on your hands and knees," he harshly told her, gripping her hair tighter before he let it go. Her breath was heavy as her chest fell up and down while she removed her clothes as quickly as she could. The heat and need between her legs was almost painful by the time she made it to the ground. Lake faced away from him, doing as he asked by going to her hands and knees. "Please, hurry." She felt as if she was going to explode waiting for him to finally touch her. She could feel him move behind her, and when he went to his knees, it made it all the more torturous. Vincent grabbed her ass. "I have waited so fucking long to fuck you like this." His hand ran up her back and pushed her head to rest on the ground. With her ass sticking straight up, she wiggled her hips as he only continued to squeeze her ass. Bending over, he took a bite out of one of her perfect globes, making her raise her head in response. "Keep your head down," he commanded. Lake put her head back down, whimpering. She needed him inside of her. Feeling the tip of his dick rubbing at her wet pussy caused her to bite back her scream, certain she would almost orgasm if he did it again. He quit rubbing her with his dick, completely removing it from her opening. "Do not hold back your screams or moans anymore. I want to fucking hear you scream for me." He pressed his dick against her opening. "Do you understand?"
"Yes,"
Lake screamed out when his touch returned to her. She had received no physical stimulation, but she felt as if she could orgasm at any second.
"Good girl."
His hand slapped down on her ass before grabbing it roughly.
"Fuck me, please,"
she moaned, the words unconsciously slipping out as she wiggled her hips back, hoping his cock would slip in. His telling her "good girl" drove her crazy. He hadn't called her that in a long time, and it only added more desire to the part inside of her which desperately wanted to please him. He gripped her hips, stilling her.
"If you ever run from me, risk your life, or do anything fucking stupid again, this strong feeling you have right now of wanting me to fuck you will be your punishment."
Lake almost raised her head as she screamed out in pleasure when he slid his dick in fast and hard, completely filling her. Only the fear of him pulling out kept her down.
"Do it again, and next time my dick won't slide into your tight little pussy. Do you understand?"
Vincent kept her still and didn't move the slightest inside of her.
"Yes, yes, yes."
She was practically crying, wanting to fuck him uncontrollably and get the release she was dying to have. His message was loud and clear. This was torturous enough. No way could she survive him not fucking her.
Good girl, he crooned,
then removed his dick from inside of her, only to pound into her again and again. It was indescribable, the pleasure she felt with each hard thrust in and out of her pussy. She matched his rhythm, pushing back her hips and fucking him for the first time, which made it all the more pleasurable. He gripped her hips even tighter, fucking her faster and not holding anything back like he usually had. A new wave of pleasure rolled over her body at his increased speed, taking her closer to the edge of her climax. Yet he continued to fuck her, giving her no release. Every time she was about to reach her peak, he would pull out and fill her harshly a few times, starting it all over again.
"Fuck, please let me come," she screamed,
pushing back onto him harder. Vincent brought his hands to her front, grabbing her small, perky breasts and pulling her up roughly until her back was at his chest. One of his hands went up to her chin, turning her face to the side so she could meet his eyes. A low growl escaped his throat.
"You are mine, Lake."
Looking into his eyes, she knew exactly what he wanted, but she wiggled her hips, moving his dick inside of her instead.
"Say it,"
he growled, louder that time, holding her still and not giving her release. So many people had owned Lake, and finally, when no one had a hold of her anymore, he was asking her to submit to him. It was the one thing she had fought so hard against.
"I'm yours,"
she whispered to him and herself. She let it show through her eyes so he would believe it and wouldn't think she was saying it just so he would finish fucking her.
"I'm yours,"
she whispered to him again with evident need in her voice. His mouth claimed hers in a possessive kiss before he bent her back over.
"You're mine,"
he told her, grabbing the tops of her shoulders to pound into her harder. With just a few thrusts, she moaned out her release with abandon, her body rising and falling with the waves that washed through her, only to continue with his release. Her head fell back down to the ground, her body finally going limp from everything she had been through that day. Vincent caught his breath before he picked her up, cradling her in his arms as he headed up the stairs. By the time her head hit the pillow, she was so exhausted she didn't notice he hadn't lain beside her until she heard the shower running. She dozed off to sleep for some time, yet slightly woke as the bed sank down beside her. She waited for him to hold her, and then felt hurt when he didn't touch her like he had refused to do earlier. Turning around, she faced him, seeing the darkness still reigned.
"I don't like it when you don't touch me,"
she confessed to him.
"You still want me to touch you?"
he asked, seeming surprised. Lake's heart tugged with the realization that the worst side of him was a little unsure of himself. She scooted a little bit closer to him so he could easily grab her.
"Yes."
When he still didn't touch her, she whispered another confession.
"I love you, Vincent."
He broke, touching her face before bringing her close to his naked body.
"God damn it, baby. You shouldn't."
"I do. I love all of you."
She melted underneath him, giving in to him, body and mind.
"I love you so fucking much that you will never understand."
Chapter 59. I really like it when they scream. "Where are you going?" Lake wrapped her arms around Vincent's neck, stopping him from tying his tie. He grabbed her ass, picking her up off the ground and making her wrap her legs around his waist.
"I have to go to work. Aren't you tired of fucking me yet?"
Lake had been fucked by Vincent mercilessly for 2 days straight.
"And fuck no, I'm not tired of it yet."
Although she didn't think he needed to know that. She bit his bottom lip, taking it between her teeth.
"A little."
His eyes glowed at her, but the sound of knocking made him growl.
"You're lucky he's here. Otherwise, I would bend you over and spank you for that."
Please?
After he put her back on the ground, he grabbed her hand and started walking her down the steps as she pushed the sexy image out of her mind. "Who's here?" He gave her one of his hot kisses that always made her forget about anything she was thinking of.
"I'll be back tonight, and don't think I won't fucking spank you for that when I get back."
He left her a jumbled mess in the living room as he went to open the door.
"Wait, you didn't..."
Lake turned her head to see her father standing in the doorway. Tears began to fill her eyes. She hadn't seen him in so long. Running toward him, she broke down crying as she was finally able to hug him again.
"I missed you so much."
"I missed you too, kiddo."
Vincent stepped up to the door, thinking about the greatest fucking 2 days of his life. He never would have dreamed in a million years that one girl could take everything he had, and then add another fuck on top. However, Lake was certainly making him feel spoiled as he greedily fucked her every time the urge hit. Leaving her for the first time in 2 days was hard, but he had left her in the hands of her father. Lake had made him promise not to tell her father anything that happened, not wanting him to blame himself and spiral in another downward slope. Vincent had only agreed that he wouldn't tell him until he thought her dad could handle it. Vincent himself had to deal with leaving her that day at her mother's house for the rest of his life. Therefore, sooner or later, the man needed to know what his daughter had been put through. There was only one thing that stood in his path of spending forever with Lake. Motherfucking Luca. He had given her one favor to cash in whenever she pleased, and it was literally a get-out-of-jail-free card in real life. Luca was a man with so much power and determination that he could make the impossible happen. Yeah, like letting Lake disappear forever. Vincent hastily knocked on the door, knowing he was going to try his fucking best to keep that from happening. When the door was opened, he was quickly rushed inside.
"My grandparents are making arrangements for a fake fucking funeral with no body. They should be back in an hour."
He raised an eyebrow.
"An hour?"
"Yes," she sneered, her hand grabbing his tie. "What are you going to do to me for a whole hour?"
Staring at Ashley before him absolutely disgusted him.
She was a dumb fucking bitch who didn't see anything in front of her fucking face.
She had not the slightest clue that he had killed her father. Not that he thought she would have cared. Ashley had moved into her grandparents' house when her father and Lake's mother had gone fucking crazy, and she didn't give a damn about her father, only making sure the money he left behind all went into her name. Not only that, but even if he told her he had killed her father to her face, she still would have let him into her house. She wanted to fuck him for one reason. Lake. Ashley wanted anything Lake had, so the opportunity to fuck her boyfriend had her practically salivating at the mouth. Vincent grabbed her wrists, squeezing them tightly before he pushed her down to the ground.
Nothing.
The front door opened, and then the sound of heels clicking filled the room.
"But she will."
Ashley started to cry.
"What is going on? What is this bitch doing here?"
"I am so glad you remember me." A sweet smile crossed her face. "But you must call me Maria." Vincent laughed as he went to take a seat. The jealousy was clear on Ashley's face when her eyes fell on the blonde in a dress she would die to have. Then her eyes went to her once expensive nude pumps, which were covered in red stains. She instantly started to get off the ground.
"Bitch, get out of my house!"
Striking her in the face with her heel, Maria watched her fall back to the floor, wailing.
"I really insist that you call me Maria."
"Don't kill her. Just teach her a lesson in how to keep her mouth fucking shut."
Vincent didn't want to get her hopes up if she went any further.
"Not that I'd really fucking care either way."
Ashley was screaming as she held her bloody face. Maria giggled over her screams.
"I really like it when they scream."
The next loud scream that erupted from Ashley's throat had Vincent almost in bliss.
"Me too."
Chapter 60. I am his forever. It had been a week with nothing more eventful than the constant fucking. Thank God. It was nice to not almost get killed for a whole week. However, she was starting to feel the need to be a little bad. She had learned a little bad was good. She enjoyed being spanked by both the good and bad side of Vincent. Okay, maybe more by the bad. Lake pulled up her stockings a bit more and then pulled her new dress down, thinking about all the fun she and Sadie had shopping with Vincent's credit card. Sadie, of course, had the most fun spending his money and made her buy a whole closet full of lingerie from various sex shops. Even when he had looked at the credit card bill, he had said it was completely worth it. He had also spent the week telling her the deal was off, and she was going to be staying well past the summer. Vincent had even filled out an application for her to attend the university in Kansas City. Lake hadn't said a word to him in return, though, and she could see it was making him a little upset that she had never fully agreed. But that's all going to change tonight. "We're seriously going to do this again?" Elle said nervously, as they stepped out into the hallway and stood in front of the door. Lake stared at her, her hand hovering over the door. How was the sex when you got home? Elle quickly knocked on the door herself. Laughing at her friend, she was silenced as the door flew open. We were wondering if... Both girls swallowed their very dry throats as their eyes went over a very sweaty and very muscled body, clad in only jeans slung low over his hips. "Yes, darling," Luca smiled at her, crossing his arms as he leaned against the doorframe, his body completely blocking their view. Lake was lost a moment before her eyes snapped back up to his face. "Wondering if you could take us to poison again," she blurted out. Paying them back, his eyes roamed over their bodies. "I've got a better way to make them jealous, darling. Would you two like to come in and find out?" "Yeah," Elle cleared her throat. "No, thanks. We're going to dance, but Vincent and Nero paid the guard to make sure we don't leave." Lake bit her lip, shaking her head when he looked at her for a response, unable to speak. She was afraid her voice might betray her. His eyes rolled over them one last time. "That's a shame. Give me 10 minutes. Elle and Lake's heads moved to the side as he shut the door, hoping to get a peek inside. When the door closed, they both let out a breath. "Damn, was it bad that I wanted to go in?" Lake started walking around in circles, fanning herself. "Hell no. I wanted to see what was in there too, and I fucking hate him." Elle leaned her back against the wall, resting the back of her head. Lake looked over at Elle. "Team Luca?" Elle looked back at her. "Maybe for like an hour or a day?" "Yeah, a day at the most." They both practically jumped when the door came open, a freshly showered and dressed Luca appearing. "Are you sure you're not trying to make them jealous?" Luca asked, walking down the hallway. Elle tried to explain. "No, the point isn't to make them jealous. We don't even dance with anyone. Yeah, it's just to have fun and make them a little mad when we get home." Lake added.
"I see."
Luca passed the guard. Then the guard stopped Lake and Elle behind him.
"You two know damn well I can't let you go down the elevator, especially when you're looking like that. Nero and Vincent will fucking get my ass fired."
Luca hit the button and pulled out a couple of hundreds from his pocket.
"You're a better man than me. I would have at least asked to fuck them to let them pass."
He put the money in the guard's top coat pocket, and then wrapped his arm around Lake and Elle's shoulders.
"Do that, though, and I'll fucking slit your throat."
"No, sir, I wouldn't."
The guard stood back, letting them pass.
"I'll make sure to tell them you put up a good fight, and you deserve more money for what you do."
He led the girls onto the elevator. The guard nodded at him.
"Thank you, sir."
Lake and Elle's mouths were on the floor as the door slid shut.
"Holy Jesus Christ, God Almighty, I feel sorry for..."
"So, you don't want me to tell Nero and Vincent you're at poison?"
Luca broke the silence when the elevator moved down a few floors. Lake revealed to him the other reason they had wanted him to come.
"Nope, we totally want you to." "There they are, quick, act sexy like we did last time."
Lake hurriedly moved behind Elle and placed her hands on her hips, moving behind her.
"Oh, shit, they look pissed,"
Elle yelled, looking out of the corner of her eye carefully. "Only because they see what we're wearing. They'll get over it." Lake moved Elle's strawberry blonde hair off to one shoulder sexily, which also displayed her awesome boobs. She watched Nero step in front of Elle as she felt hands circle her waist and spin her around. She was anxious to find out which Vincent she was going to meet. The best fucking part was being able to fuck two guys without it being cheating. Lake had fully claimed herself as the luckiest girl in the world. Her hair was grabbed, and she was forced to look into glowing eyes. Bad, Vincent. Practically reading her mind, he grasped her hair in his hands tighter, pulling down so her mouth was wide fucking open for his tongue to slide in and possess her.
"You know you're not allowed to wear my fucking outfits out without me, and you know the punishment for running from me," he growled at her.
She was already out of breath by the time he got done kissing her.
I didn't run from you. I made sure Luca brought me here safely and told him to tell you where I was going. I thought you would like to find me like this for you."
She slightly pulled up the front of her dress, revealing her lace, thigh-high stockings. Spinning her back around, his hands went up to the top of her thighs, then gripped her hips, pulling her back onto his hard dick.
"I do, and this is how much I appreciate it, baby."
Lake moved her hips in the way that always killed him, rolling her ass back on him until his cock was perfectly between her ass cheeks.
"Good girl," he appraised her, before he bit down on her neck.
"I fucking love it when he says that."
She continued the motion, feeling him grow harder with each roll of her hips. Lake had him fully erect and groaning in a matter of minutes.
"A couple more rolls and he will..."
Vincent was snapped out of his heaven when Lake was snatched from his grasp. Looking up, Elle had taken her to dance in front of her while Nero danced smugly behind Elle. They were all dancing in one sexy train, which Vincent wasn't a part of. Lake laughed at him when he tried to grab her back, but Elle and Nero held her hips, keeping her from leaving.
"I told you, fucker, that I'd get you back for all your bad timing,"
Nero hissed and laughed at him all at the same time.
"Motherfucker, I didn't interrupt you when Elle was sucking your dick in the closet."
He snatched Lake back when Elle dropped her hands in shock.
"I waited till after."
Lake laughed hysterically while Vincent quickly moved her through the crowd away from Nero. Vincent fought as dirty as he talked, and she didn't think Nero was going to do that again anytime soon. Taking her to a quieter spot in the back, he pushed her against a wall, resting his head over her throat and rubbing his thumb over her pulse.
"I love you."
"I love you too,"
she told him, letting him feel that it was the truth. She hadn't expected those words from him after he pushed her against the wall.
I love the good Vincent."
"You do?"
He continued to rub over her pulse. She looked back into his baby blues.
"I asked Luca for my favor today."
His thumb stopped moving.
"What did you ask for?"
Seeing the nervousness in his eyes made her heart ache to get rid of it.
"I asked him to make my father into a made man."
Moving his hand from her neck, he placed it next to her face.
"You did?"
he whispered harshly, pressing his body into hers.
"Yes,"
she whispered back, telling him she was his forever in one word. That one and only favor from Luca was the only thing which could have taken her away from Kansas City and Vincent forever. Lake had taken Luca's advice of Googling mob rules and found out that only a few times in history had a famous family made a man with no Italian roots. When she had asked him if this could be one of the exceptions, Luca had told her he would get it done. She had sealed her fate forever the moment she had asked for her father to be made. There was no running from the mafia when your father was made. It didn't matter, though. She planned to stay with Vincent until the end of time.
"He will always find me. He will always save me. He's my family now. I am his. Forever."
When he kissed her roughly and she saw the passion in his eyes, a wave of pleasure rushed through her that she had pleased him. Vincent's hand went under the back of her dress, finding out she wasn't wearing any panties. He squeezed her naked ass.
Good girl.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Vincent, Book 2 of the Made Men series, written by Sarah Brienne, performed by Aaron Landon. Producer, Mike Charzik. Copyright 2015 by Sarah Brienne. Production copyright 2015 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc. If you enjoyed this audiobook, be sure to get more books in the Made Men series today.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.